This tiny town is gearing up for D-Day celebrations that will be taking place across France's bucolic Normandy region. But memories of the Allied landing 65 years ago are on display here year-round, on the church steeple, for example, where the figure of an American parachutist still hangs. Those memories are also still fresh for residents like Audrey Auvray, who was 18 years old when American troops parachuted into Saint-Mère-Église.
La population a été tellement accueillante que les Américains sont pris d'amitié aussi.
Auvray said it was an incredible experience. She and other Saint-Mère residents cared for wounded soldiers. French and Americans lived together in fear the Nazis would return. They did, but the Americans recaptured Saint-Mère-Église. D-Day carries a special resonance in Normandy, even for the younger generation, like 35-year-old Stéphane Cachard. This year's commemoration is particularly special, not only because it marks the 65th anniversary, but because President Barack Obama will be in Normandy on June 6th to commemorate it.
Avec l'arrivée du président Obama, c'est toute une espérance.
Cachard says Mr. Obama offers the face of America that Europeans like, that of initiative, of courage, of hope for a better world. This is not Barack Obama's first trip to France as president. In April, he attended a NATO summit in the eastern city of Strasbourg, and he met French President Nicolas Sarkozy last July as a candidate for the White House. But Mr. Obama's visit to the Normandy beaches not only commemorates Europe's liberation from Nazi Germany, but it also opens a new chapter in a long and sometimes rocky relationship. In 2004, former U.S. President George Bush stood side by side with then-French President Jacques Chirac in Normandy to mark D-Day's 60th anniversary. It came as U.S.-French relations were at a low point. The year before, Washington had led another invasion into Iraq to topple longtime dictator Saddam Hussein. And France led international opposition to the Iraq War, which angered many Americans. France and other Europeans were also staunchly against the U.S. detention camp in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and the Bush administration's stance on global warming. For a while, the classic French fry got a new name in the United States, Freedom Fries. Americans boycotted Brie cheese and Bordeaux wine. Analyst Jacques Mistral says ties between the two countries plunged to lows not seen in years. But Mistral, who is an expert in U.S.-French relations at the French Institute of International Affairs in Paris, says relations between the two governments soon improved. Public perception was another matter.
There has always been a big difference in French minds and more generally in the European public opinion between the appreciation of the president and his policy and the feeling of the people towards America. The former President Bush has never been really appreciated on this side of the Atlantic for many reasons.
But the times and the leaders have changed. Francis Sarkozy, who took office in 2007, is a self-proclaimed Americanophile. And Mr. Obama, who took office in January, has vowed to pull U.S. troops from Iraq and to close the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center by next January. Jacques Mistral.
Naturally, the election of Barack Obama is a major change in terms of perception and political relationship. The candidate, Barack Obama, was extremely popular in Europe, and this was more general in every European country. The Barack Obama exemplifies a renaissance of America, the America that everyone loves, which is completely in line with its best ideals.
Paris and Washington still have major policy differences on ways to fight the financial crisis, for example, or whether to send more European troops into Afghanistan. But Mistral says these good feelings now count for a lot. Here in Saint-Mère-Église, Francine Duchemin is looking forward to Mr. Obama's visit to Normandy.
Everybody is very happy to see Mr. Obama, you know, and I think we can feel the relationship between the French government and the state, you know, the United States, much better than they were at the 60th anniversary. But my feeling, it was just politics. People really always, you know, love and venerate the Americans.
So as the Americans and French mark D-Day, they will also be celebrating a relationship that has weathered a few bad patches and, many hope, is stronger as a result. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Saint-Mère-Église, France.